Jerry, how you been?
I've been great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Do you play Immaculate Grid? And I'm sure you have to use yourself a lot, right?
You know what? I don't play that game, but trust me, I get hit up on Twitter all the time from fans and saying that, hey, man, you're one of those guys that we can use. I'm like, you're welcome, I guess. But I heard it's been a pretty popular game the last couple months.
Yeah, it is the sports fans' Wordle is the way that I would kind of compare it right now. And it's been a fun exercise the last few weeks when I've dabbled in that game. But let me start you off with the trade deadline. A few days ago, Rangers make the trade for Max Scherzer, and the Astros answer back by having a reunion with Justin Verlander. How about both those two teams moving forward and getting two big-name pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those two teams have really become rivals since they both are now in the same division. You have two great big game pitchers in Scherzer going to the Rangers, and obviously Verlander getting reunited with the Astros and Dusty Baker. So, Verlander, he had all the power, and he could have dictated where he wanted to go. Rumors were circulating that he might be heading to the Dodgers or somewhere else, but I know he's very familiar with Dusty and the Astros. At the very end, they were able to throw in a pretty good prospect to the Mets to get Verlander. So, huge day for both the Astros and obviously a couple of days ago, the Rangers.
The AL is a giant question mark. When we were at the All-Star break, I gave five predictions, and I said I'm going to still rock with the Astros in the AL, and I feel better about that today because they did acquire Justin Verlander, as we're talking about. Who's the team that you believe in the most in the American League moving forward for the next few months of the season?
Well, that is just such a tough thing to predict. I would have said maybe a few days ago that the Rangers are playing so great and well together. They could swing the bat. They hit the long ball. They got some speed. And now you add in a guy to their rotation and Max Scherzer, who's been pitching pretty well of late, a veteran guy that knows how to pitch in the big games. They are a team that will be a force to reckon with. But now that the Astros got Justin Verlander, they're just getting healthy. They just got Alvarez back, Altuve back. They know how to win. They won it last year. It'd be hard to pick against them, especially now they just got Verlander back. And obviously that clubhouse, I'm sure, is feeling good, adding another veteran guy who could pitch in big games. I may have to pick the Astros.
How about the team that you started your career off with in the Baltimore Orioles? Is it just how many youthful names that you have on that team that they may need a little bit more time to go make a big run in the postseason, even though they have the best record right now in the AL?
I want to pick them. I really do. But, again, the next 2 months is really when you start to separate yourself, and it's good to have veteran guys that have been there before. Now, I'm not counting them out. They have the talent. They have the ability. And I think they're a year ahead of schedule. And I think I just heard, correct me if I'm wrong, they just got Flaherty to add to their rotation. So that's a really big move for them. And what it does, it shows that clubhouse that, hey, ownership backs us and believes in us. The talent is certainly there. They can score runs in a variety of different ways. They play great together. And their bullpen is nasty. So I want to pick them. But, again, usually down the stretch, you always give the edge to a team that's been there before. That doesn't mean that they can't do it. But if I were to pick, between the Astros and the Orioles, I'm going to lean towards the Astros this year. But the Orioles, I think for many years to come, they're gonna be a force to be reckoned with.
Jerry Hairston Jr. here with us. The Yankees right now are in last place in a very tough AL East. They're 3.5 games back of that final wild card spot, a team that you won a World Series with. I think they're going to miss the playoffs. How about you?
I hate to say it. I think they are, too. They just don't. The bat-to-ball skills there, they have a lot of guys that just don't do that. Their offense has been really non-existent. I know they got Aaron Judge back, and I know he's a huge difference maker. But they need more guys like that kid in Miami. I know he's hitting .381. Arise. More contact bat-to-ball skills to go with the power of Aaron Judge, and right now I just don't see it. Are they a lot of guys banged up? Yes, there's a lot of guys in that lineup that banged up, but they haven't swung the bat. And you've got to be able to score runs, especially in that division, if you're going to give yourself a chance to get to the wild card.
Did the Yankees just need a complete overhaul? I know Cashman has been there forever. Boone's been the manager there now for a long time. Is it just time to maybe get some new voices in there?
It's tough to say that because they're what, are they, like, five games above 500? I mean, they're still winning ball games, but you got to remember, in the division with the Orioles, in the division with the Rays, they're both playing great baseball, and the Blue Jays have played great baseball. Well, it's just tough to win in that division. I don't think they need an overhaul. I think they need to maybe change their game plan, and I think it started with Sean Casey. Bringing in a guy like the bat-to-ball skills, the anti-launch ankle stuff, I think they're going to start to bring in pieces in the future that will complement guys like Giancarlo Stanton and obviously Aaron Judge.
Talking to Jerry Hairston Jr., how about the Angels' decision to not trade Ohtani in the final year of his contract? Angels are 56-51, three games back of that second wild card spot.
To be honest, I think it's bold. And if I'm a guy that who really wanted Ohtani to be a Dodger, I kind of respect it. I really do. They're playing really good baseball, even without Mike Trout. They've added pieces, and they've told everybody in the clubhouse, because you guys have played hard, we believe in you, and we feel we have a chance at a wild card to get to the postseason. And they're going to get Mike Trout back, I had heard, sooner rather than later. You bring in a Mike Trout when there are 4, 5, or 6 games above 500 to make a postseason push with the guys that they added. They could be a serious team that you wouldn't want to face if they get in the postseason.
And I would love to see him make the playoffs, because we've only seen Mike Trout play in 3 postseason games. We've never seen Ohtani in the postseason. I can't say I'm optimistic, but this year, as we were talking about, the AL is wide open, and who wouldn't love to see two enormous stars in Ohtani and Trout in the playoffs?
You know what's so great about this season? There's not really one dominant team. So once you're in, that's what I always thought. If you get one power arm or that one arm, it could be the difference. Usually it's that, you know, you want 2 pieces, maybe 3 to really bolster your team if you don't have a super team. But this season, everything's wide open, even in the National League. I know the Braves are the team to beat. I understand that. But there isn't one team that you could look at in the big leagues and say, you know what, man, they are running away with it. Nobody's beating that team. There isn't a team like that. So this landscape, everybody feels they have a chance once they get in it. And that's why you saw so many teams being aggressive here at the deadline.
Hey, anything could happen, as we saw last year in the postseason. But you look at the National League, I really hope, even though I can't stand the Braves, that we see a Dodgers-Braves at LCS, because that would be fantastic.
I hope that for our case, because I want the Dodgers in the NLCS. We know that they have a history. Both teams have squared off a couple times in the NLCS. Both teams are well-run, well-coached, well-managed, and you got star power within those lines. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, obviously Olsen, and Acuna Jr. there with the Braves. So that would be ideal. But again, I just said anything can happen in the postseason, especially this season.
Jerry Hairston Jr., are you confident, though, in the Dodgers? I know the Giants and the Diamondbacks are right behind them, but you look at that lineup. If they could just get the pitching healthy, they're going to be a tough out.
The Dodgers lineup, when healthy, has been incredible, a juggernaut. I know that Will Smith just injured his elbow. I think he's back in the lineup tonight. J.D. Martinez is dealing with a hamstring injury. Hopefully he's back and he can avoid the IL, and we just got Mookie Betts back. The health is so important. The pitching. Listen, the pitchers understand they have not pitched well. They have been banged up. We're hopefully getting Clayton Kershaw back in the next couple weeks or so. I had heard there's a big rumor going around that Walker Buehler is going to be throwing to live batters in about a week to 10 days. So that could be a wild card. Obviously, you don't want to rush him. You want to make sure he's 100% if he does decide to come back. You never know. But the biggest thing for the Dodgers is health. If they're healthy and they got their guys in place and they're healthy, they're going to be a tough out.
Now, you could dream this time of the year, especially I'm a Mets fan, so my team really doesn't have much hope. I was kind of hoping Verlander would go to the Dodgers, and I was intrigued by Bobby Miller with what he's done in, 10 or 11 starts so far. What have been your impressions of Bobby Miller?
Bobby Miller has everything you want in a front-of-the-rotation type of guy. We've asked a lot of him at such a young age, early. We had to rush him. We had to rush him a little bit because of the injuries to our starting rotation. We had to rush Sheehan as well. He avoided Triple-A. That's how much we rushed him because of the injuries to our starting staff. I really like both those guys, but Bobby Miller, you know, throws the ball 100, 101 miles an hour. His breaking stuff, secondary pitches, they're still a work in progress, but when it's on, they are devastating, and his changeup is really good. So he's a guy who could throw 4 or 5 different pitches. He's very confident. You know what I love about him? He's a Chicago kid and is a Bears fan, so you know he is tough as nails. So he's going to be a guy that He should be in this rotation and be very good for the Dodgers for many years to come.
Maybe he should have played quarterback.
No. He's right where he needs to be. We got a quarterback in Chicago and Justin Fields, who I think will be an MVP candidate this season. Not next season. This season, you heard it here first. And Bobby Miller will be a great pitcher for the Dodgers for over a decade.
I already have one hot take artist here, my producer, Hot Take Hickey. Don't make me start calling you Hot Take Hairston, all right?
I like that. But you're going to have to pay me for my hot takes, though. All right? You're going to have to pay me. This one was free.
Jerry Hairston Jr. with us. Where do you think Ohtani's going to be next year?
I have a feeling Ohtani is going to be in Southern California next year.
Which team?
I have a feeling Ohtani's going to be in Southern California. And he's a huge fan. He's a huge fan of a superstar outfielder, too. Huge fan. So he's going to be teammates with one of those.
Okay. I'm going to predict that he's going to be with the Giants. Third time may be a charm. They tried for Harper. They tried for Aaron Judge. Arson Judge is what John Heyman called him. But I'm going to say that the Giants end up striking gold, which I know you wouldn't be happy about.
I would be crushed. But I'm going to say this. For the first time, we're going to see a guy who's going to be offered more than $600 million. That's going to happen. And he's going to be worth it. He's a difference maker on the field. He's a difference maker at the plate. And he's a difference maker with revenue. So, he's worth the money. He's a global superstar, the best athlete on the planet. He's going to be worth every penny.
And the Dodgers are always linked to him. Are you confident that he'll wind up with the Dodgers?
I would love to see him in Dodger blue because, you know what, he would look so good in Dodger blue. You don't want him in those other colors. Are you kidding me? You want him in Dodger blue, shiny, it's Hollywood. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. This is where he needs to be.
Last thing I'll ask you, when you look at the NL Central, right? You got a nice little battle going on here with the Reds, the Brewers, and the Cubbies as well, who have started to get hot, especially in their last 10 going 8-2. I like stars in the postseason, so I would love to see Ellie De La Cruz, what he's been able to do. But how about what Christian Yelich has been able to do with the Brewers as of late?
I love what Christian Yelich has done, especially now that he's healthy, and he's revamped his swing. You know, sometimes you gotta change yourself a little bit, especially as you get older. You don't have that fast twitch anymore, and he was able to now have a toe tap instead of the leg kick. That has worked for him. He's hitting balls on the barrel all the time. That is good for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's good for baseball. And you mentioned Ellie De La Cruz. We just got a chance to see him just a couple days ago. Had 4 hits at Dodger Stadium. He is electric. The athletes that are in baseball today, it's so fun to see. It's great for the kids to watch these guys play on a nightly basis. And, yeah, I would love to see Ellie De La Cruz in the postseason. But I have a feeling in the next several years we're going to see a lot of Ellie De La Cruz. He's that special.
Last thing, this time I actually mean it, Jerry Hairston Jr. The Padres now 5 games back of that final wild card spot. They've been a team to me so disappointing. The Mets as well, but they gave up here at the deadline. You look at the Padres. What's their outlook here in the final 2 months of the season?
It's hard to say because they should be playing a lot better than they have been. Their talent is there. The lineup is there. Their pitching has been really good too. So they have been the biggest mystery for whatever reason. They've struggled with runners on base. And you got to be able to hit with runners on base if you're going to be able to score runs. So, again, I don't fault them for trying to go for it because they certainly have the roster. Yes, they've been disappointed. I want to mention Cody Bellinger, too. We'll talk about the Cubs.
Yeah.
Because they deserve to be praised. They decided not to sell. Good for them. Good for that city. And Cody Bellinger has found a home there. I've said it all the time. The last couple years, the last 3 years for the Dodgers, he really struggled at the plate. What he has done, he has shortened his swing. He's now allowed his athleticism to really take over. He is special in the batter's box again, and he's always been special defensively. In my opinion, he's the best defensive center fielder in all of baseball, and he's incredible at first base when he does play there. So I'm so happy for Cody Bellinger. I hope he's a Cub. Instead of trading him, which they didn't, I'm glad they did. I'm hoping that he signs a long-term deal because it has been the perfect marriage, and I'm happy for the city of Chicago. Because their team has been playing great baseball, and I'm glad that they decided not to sell.
Jerry Hairston Jr., appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Anytime, buddy.